L. Growth from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica here, August 30th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. Next, second, from Deutsche Welle. Swiss police report several victims in RR shooting. Swiss police report one dead in RR shooting. One person has died after a shooting at a rave party in Aarau, Switzerland, police said Sunday. Five other people have been wounded in the incident, some of them seriously, the police added. A manhunt for the unknown perpetrator is underway, the police said in a statement on X, adding that the motive and the exact circumstances of the incident were still unclear. The cantonal police had earlier said that a major operation was ongoing following the shooting and had asked people to stay away from the area. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, UK asylum system tests Burnham's push for more public control. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports, US Open predictions, the Sky Sports tennis panel pick their winners. The Sky Sports tennis panel has shared their predictions for the US Open, highlighting both favorites and dark horses. Tim Henman is backing Sasha Zverev, citing his aggressive play since winning the French Open, and Aryna Sabalenka, who he believes will find her best form at the Grand Slam. Ryan Harrison is confident in Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff, noting their potential to shine despite recent challenges. Naomi Brody is excited about Arthur Fils and Iga Swiatek, while Naomi Cavadas sees Carlos Alcaraz and Jessica Pegula as strong contenders. Jonathan Overend agrees with the buzz around Fils and Gauff, emphasizing their recent successes. The panel also mentions several dark horses, including Lerner Tine, Sorana Cirstea, and Francis Tiafoe, who could surprise everyone. With the tournament kicking off soon, it's shaping up to be an exciting event. The US Open starts on August 30, and you can catch all the action live on Sky Sports. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. Want to challenge your football knowledge? Check out BBC Sport's daily quizzes. They've got three fun options for you. First up, the Who Am I? Game, where you guess the footballer with clues. The fewer guesses you make, the better your score. Then there's 5 in 5, where you need to name 5 correct answers in just 5 minutes. And don't miss the brain teaser, it's a tough one, giving you 5 lives to guess the answer before it's revealed. It's a great way to keep your football brain sharp. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Briefing. Hormuz understanding with Oman hinges on US commitments, says Iran official. Iran is emphasizing that any understanding with Oman regarding the Strait of Hormuz is dependent on US commitments. This statement reflects the ongoing tension in Iran-US relations and the intricate geopolitical dynamics that play a significant role in ensuring regional stability and maritime security. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical choke point for global oil shipments, so any developments here could have broader implications for energy markets. As Iran navigates its relationships in the region, the US stance will be crucial. This situation is a reminder of how interconnected these geopolitical factors are, especially considering the potential impact on oil prices and supply chains. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum, link in show notes. And then, seventh, from Le Monde, au Château de Pirou, une autre tapisserie remonte le fil de l'histoire normande. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Next, eighth, from the Hindu Top, Bihar Congress leaders plan Delhi provest on Sept. 8 seeking removal of in charge, state chief. In a letter dated August 15, the workers alleged disorder in the Bihar Pradesh Congress Committee BPCC during the assembly election and accused the parties in charge of acting arbitrarily in the distribution of tickets. Up next, 9th, from Straits Times. Several victims reported in Swiss shooting incident, police say. Geneva. Several victims have been reported following a shooting in the early morning at an event in northern Switzerland, local police said on Aug 30. Cantonal police in Aargau said a large-scale operation was underway and they appealed to the public for any film or pictures of the incident, which the mass-market Blick tabloid said occurred at a rave party. The newspaper published video footage, taken from an elevated position, it said had come from a reader showing a nighttime street scene with the sound of several shots being fired. No further details were immediately available. Reuters. And then, 10th, from Channel News Asia. India's aviation boom faces turbulence amid safety concerns. A series of crises at India's two main carriers, Air India and IndiGo has exposed safety and regulatory shortcomings in the world's third-largest domestic aviation market, Mumbai. 1 year ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the airline sector as a symbol of a rising India poised to soar to great heights. Today, that optimism is facing a harsh reality check. A series of crises at India's two main carriers, Air India and IndiGo, has exposed safety and regulatory shortcomings in the world's third-largest domestic aviation market. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.